Assiniboia, town of Assiniboia Council gathered for a meeting on September 13. In attendance was Mayor Sharon Schauenberg, councillors Bob Ellert, Kent Fetz, Patrick Grondin, Graham Harvey, Peter Cordes and Renee Claremont, SAU, Clint Mothy and Finance, Admin Coordinator Tina Dykstra. Public acknowledgements was given to Tom Stantley, Chantel Hanna and Assiniboia Times. The agenda was adopted and accepted. Moved by Ellert Fetz minutes of last council meeting August 23, accepted and approved as read. Moved by Cordes Fetz minutes from finance and admin meeting May 31. The minutes of recreation and community wellness July 27, the minutes of POW July 14 and August 24 were all accepted and adopted as read. Moved by Grondin, Claremont. A public delegation by Tristan Wyatt Engineering regarding landfill report and funding application attended the meeting. Mr. Wyatt presented his report on the current status of the landfill for Assiniboia and raised some concerns for the future ongoing use of this facility. There is issues with the size and continued use without some major upgrades being done. Councillors raised many questions and good discussion was had. Government funding grant is available to help with whatever route is decided on without obligation to carry through if other alternatives can be found. Council approved the application be made at this time. Moved by Ellert, Fetz. Correspondence was received from Cherniak invitation to attend the Mad Hatter Tea Party and assume a media advisory regarding lobbying the government on RCMP wages. Correspondence was accepted as presented. Moved by Fetz, Claremont. SAU report given by Clint Mothy. Town work still very busy trying to finish up summer projects and move into fall preparation. Advised the water lines will start to be blown around town, swimming pool and golf course. A new manager has been hired for the golf course, Jill L'Esperance, and will start 2023 replacing Harvey Heisek. The tender for redoing Center Street will be out before July 1 for 2023. Report accepted. List of paid accounts accepted as presented. Moved by Fetz, Cordes. Request for decisions. Procedure bylaw. Amending council meetings to begin at 6:30 p.m. Moved by Ellert, Fetz. Fees and charges bylaw. Fees for the Southland Co-op Center. Moved by Ellert, Grondin, Harvey, Claremont, Cordes, Fetz. Standing committee. Councillors appointed to different boards in town. Moved by Fetz, Grondin. Building official. Josh Nitz was appointed. Moved by Cordes, Grondin. Temporary road closure request received from the Apostolic Church, October 29 for a 5-hour period for an event they are hosting. Request moved by Fetz, Claremont. Roll in collectibles to taxes. Receivables will be added to taxes. Moved by Harvey, Cordes. Southland Co-op Center caretaker contract. Scott Meshka appointed as new caretaker. Moved by Ellert, Fetz. Southland Co-op Center Board. Members appointed from all aspects on advisory level. Moved by Grondin, Ellert. Southland Co-op Center Financial Operation, approved deficit. All finances will be conducted by Town of Assiniboia. Moved by Grondin, Fetz. Truth and Reconciliation Stat Holiday. Will be observed in Assiniboia Friday, September 30. Moved by Claremont, Fetz. Reports given by each councillor re-meetings and functions attended since the last meeting. Mayor Sharon Schauenberg reports still working with Shaw regarding closures and slowdowns at AUH. Two new doctors coming to Assiniboia in early October. One new RN and one LPN has been hired for here. Hutch ambulance contract is up for work in the hospital end of September. It is hoped that will be extended. Shaw reports a new program for doctor retention in Saskatchewan. Meeting adjourned. Another meeting for town council was held on September 27.